Carrie Martinson wants to start the business on land owned by her husband's parents. It's on the site of the former Marine View Apartments on North Nordic Drive, currently a vacant lot used for vehicle and boat storage next to the Martinson's home. She described the business to the mayor and city council Thursday.
We would like to import and sell trees, shrubs, soils, and additives, perennials and annuals, pots and garden art tools, and other small garden supplies. The buildings that this will require fit into what is allowed for the single-family zoning, so the permit we are requesting is really just to allow people to come and purchase on-site.
Martinson said the buildings would cover 1,640 square feet and would include a small retail store, storage space for bagged soil, as well as a greenhouse. She said all the buildings would be shorter than 13 feet high and would not have permanent cement foundations in case the business needed to expand and move elsewhere. The proposal went to the city's Planning and Zoning Commission earlier this summer. That commission split its vote, but ultimately ruled against granting a conditional use permit for the commercial business in the residentially zoned area. The Martinsons appealed that decision, sending the matter to the Board of Adjustment, which is made up of the mayor and city council. Wrangell Avenue resident Janice Kernvick said she and others opposed the request in front of Planning and Zoning.
We stood up and gave reasonable testimony as to why we were against this project, such as no clear definition as to the height of the building or fences, and our fences. Several of us have already had a problem with this one. Noise, possible loss of home value, and my biggest one is a loss of privacy. There is nothing they can do for us not to see this whole project right from our own living room, let alone try to go out and use our deck.
Other neighbors and Petersburg residents sent in letters both opposing and supporting the proposal. Another Wrangell Avenue resident, Sandy Wolf, said the new business should be allowed.
I know change is hard and people don't want to make changes. We are in unusual times, and I think we need to encourage people to form businesses. I would encourage you to grant this proposal.
In general, local zoning law does not allow a large commercial business in a single-family residential district. It does allow the Planning and Zoning Commission to grant a conditional use permit for some non-residential uses, including what's called a home occupation. That's defined as a business with limited square footage operating out of an existing home. The Martinson's proposal is larger than what's allowed for a home occupation, and there's no building currently on the site. In an analysis this summer, the city's attorney pointed out language that's in another section of the code that allows the Board of Adjustment more flexibility in approving conditional use permits. City Manager Scott Hahn said he did not think that language could be applied in this case as it's currently written. Project proponent Jimmy Martinson suggested making changes to city code.
Maybe we need to look at that as a city and a city council and say this should be listed under each zoning district, so you have an outlet where you can come to a board like this and say, look, this is no more of an impact than a school. This is no more an impact than a church. It's not going to detract from the neighborhood, and then you guys have the right to decide whether this particular case is justifiable. Doesn't mean that if you do it for this that it's going to work in the next lot that comes up that it might not fit in as well.
Like the public opinion and that of the Planning and Zoning Commission, the mayor and city council were also divided on the issue. Councillor Mark Jensen wanted to be able to approve the proposal.
I mean, I like the idea of having the ability to approve stuff like this in residential areas. I know it's controversial. Some neighbors think it's okay, and you know, a lot won't. And in this case, the immediate neighbors don't like it. But I would hope that with negotiations and setting the parameters in a conditional use permit, you could alleviate some of their concerns.
Meanwhile, Mayor Al Dwyer thought differently.
You know, we have these zoning laws for a reason. They're there for a reason. And I'm loath to vote for anything that the adjacent neighbors don't want. I mean, I would hate like hell for somebody to do that to me.
The vote was 5-1 against allowing planning and zoning to grant a conditional use permit on that site, with Councillor John Haverlick the only supporter of the motion. Councillor Nancy Strand was not at the meeting. The council agreed to consider an ordinance change that would allow for the possibility of such a conditional use permit for this type of proposal. That new ordinance language could come before the council later this month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.